Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories. Two teens shot and wounded as cops happen upon groups of teens trading gunfire in East Harlem. Let's get this story live from our Amanda Alexander.
Hey, good morning, Susan. Yeah, I'm in front of Police Service Area 5. That's where it started and ended. Officers heard the commotion from about a block away, then saw two teenagers, 15 and 18 years old, firing at each other. Chief of Patrol Philip Rivera spoke to reporters.
One officer discharged his firearm at the male, and both he and his partner engaged in a foot pursuit. The officers took two males into custody on East 123rd Street.
Then two 15-year-olds were shot, one in the leg, another in the knee, but both are stable. Now, NYPD is still determining if the teens were shot by an officer or by each other. As for the other suspect, Rivera says,
a firearm was recovered from the bag of the second apprehended individual, an 18-year-old male. The 18-year-old male shooter has been identified as Damian Calhoun.
Calhoun also pled guilty to attempted murder just 2 months ago, and the other 15-year-olds have a violent felony case pending. And this woman says teens and guns, both a problem.
They feel like they have to protect themselves, so they keep guns on them. All it is doing is making everybody else unsafe.
Amanda Alexander, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM, live in East Harlem.
The threat of a Long Island Railroad strike looks like that can's been kicked down the road. That is all five unions have asked the White House to get involved.
Jim Lewis, the national vice president for the Locomotive Engineers Union, accused the MTA of using scare tactics to turn the riders against them.
This is why the five unions decided to be the grown-up in the room and request President Trump to appoint a presidential emergency board.
A strike would not occur until May. Union spokesman Gilman Lang said they will still seek 16% raises.
Our members have gone more than 3 years without a raise, while costs for housing, food, fuel, and health care continue to climb.
In response, an MTA spokesman accused the unions of being outliers, saying their request for intervention shows they were never serious about reaching a settlement. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM at Penn Station.
A new bill on the Hill that would force airlines to pay you cash when your flight is delayed for more than 3 hours. New Jersey Congressman Josh Gottheimer has introduced the Enhancing Transparency from Airlines Act.
Compensation will be automatic and prompt when the airline is at fault for messing up your travel plans. This will help ensure that the airlines that are failing hardworking families finally step up to the plate. Right now, if the airline is responsible for a delay for 3 hours or more, airlines must rebook you on another flight, and they must provide you with a meal voucher. That's it.
So his bill would entitle you to as much as $300 cash for domestic flights with at least a three-hour delay, $500 when you hit 5 hours, and $775 for delays that exceed 9 hours. That is on top of compensation for meals and lodging. Whether it goes anywhere remains to be seen. The Trump administration recently announced that it would no longer pursue a similar effort undertaken during the Biden years. The NYPD looking into anti-Semitic graffiti that was scrawled on the door of an NYU freshman's dorm. CBS 2 says this was at Weinstein Hall, where the words Jew and Free Palestine were written, along with an image of what appeared to be a pig. The day after it was reported, the university's president issued a letter that called the incident inexcusable raw hatred. The NYPD says the investigation is ongoing. In Ridgewood, Queens, a cool rescue cat is running for city council.
Leo is a 9-year-old cinnamon swirl tabby, and he was born on the streets of Ridgewood, specifically on Summerfield Street.
Okay, so he's not really running. But cat campaign manager Raquel Namouche tells 1010 Winds she has launched this tongue-in-cheek bid as a protest campaign.
He really wants to highlight the political landscape in Ridgewood that for so long made many of our neighbors unseen, even though they have real needs.
Among the serious issues?
You know, the rent is really high, childcare costs are through the roof, actual needs that right now people are having a hard time with.
What does she want from all this?
We're hoping that people can see Leo's protest campaign as a real sign of hope. Maybe this will make us all work much harder for the next time there is an open seat for City Council District 30.
That district is currently held by Democrat Robert Holden, who is term limited. He, by the way, is known for having office cats adopted from animal care centers of New York. Well, here's a new one. Car thieves in the city are suddenly getting picky about the model of car they target.
Inwood resident Josh saw the police warning about Toyota Highlanders being stolen in Washington Heights and Inwood.
From what I remember of the police recommendation, they said park as close to the curb as you can get because apparently if they're not stealing the car, they're stealing the wheels.
He's right. Rims and tires have been stolen along with full cars.
I think it's a decently popular car.
There's a lot of them up here. Josh has a friend who owns one and told him about it. Police recommend owners putting on a steering wheel lock or even getting a third-party GPS monitoring system. Experts say the Highlander can be a target because of a vulnerability in the keyless ignition. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Inwood.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.